picture, I just painted a frame. But I'm not gonna watch it dry, like a Salvador Dali of the rhymes. But I'm not gonna dally with my time. You shouldn't be worried about the time. You should be concerned with your hands, and what your hands do with your time. I hope you're not sitting on your hands. They ain't really wasting your time. Might as well be sitting on the drain, and now time slip right through your hands, down the drain in no time. Listen, when we talk about the sounds of time, better just to bury your hands. Better not to bury yourself, then you'll never have time in your hands. Cause the Sandman hates for the time, you know, and for the time doesn't wait for any man. So don't lie too long in the sand, or you're gonna get sun in your eyes. And you're not gonna see how the hourglass sound of time isn't on your side. So don't let time pass you by, yo, your mind is all pass away. Either gon' pass up the time or use that time to find passageways to put good use to your hands. Now the time to draw a line in the sand. Then.
Yeah. We ain't concerned with what's going on around with the masses. We just trying to kick rhymes, real bars.
Wolfpack.
Yeah, line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Come on, don't get it twisted, dog. We keep them nines.
We keep them nines.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
But don't get it twisted, dog. We keep them nines, we keep them nines.
I drop dimes so I know where the cash at. I'm chasing paper, so you better cut the chit chat. You wanna ride with a team, you need a pit pad. I'm sending shots at the top, I never miss that. I cover brick and then I haul off, and then I hesitate to hit you with a sawed off. Flow vicious, I ain't sorry if I'm all jaw. Break your wall down and sell you the drywall. Yeah, I cut the slack and then it's back to business. I'm running all that shit, I call that back to fitness. Flow so viral, you might catch a sickness. And anyone that hate on us can fit the hit list. I'm just trying to kick it with my rhymes. Skinny motherfucker from the grind. Ride around the city with a nine. Hollow points, they tearing up your spine. Extended clips, yeah, I spit that. In the chopper, mean with the kickback. I'm snapping all these beats just like a Kit Kat. Two piece of motherfucker, take a quick nap.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Come on, don't get it twisted, dog. We keep them nines.
We keep them nines.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Come on. Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
But don't get it twisted, dog. We keep them nines. We keep them nines.
I'm pop off, blow your top off. Melt ice like it's rock salt. Wolfpack got it locked, dog. Money stashed in that sock drawer. Slam tracks like a locked door. Line for line, I spit hot sauce. On point, yeah, like a watchdog. Open up your optics, better watch, dog. 4 pound, give you lockjaw. Cock back, bust a shot off. My 1-2, blow your socks off. Kill traps to get rocks off. But I kill cats with this real rap. Banana clips, they get peeled back. Touch clocks, can you feel that? I'm too sick, I spit ill rap. Scolding hot, got no chill black. Wolf pack, we hunting kill tracks. Line back, crack your chin straps.
No setbacks, it's just checks back.
Come on. Yeah, line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Come on. Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Come on. Don't get it twisted, dog. We keep them nines.
We keep them nines.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Come on. Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Line for line, we just tryna kick rhymes.
We just tryna kick rhymes.
Yeah. But don't get it twisted, dog. We keep them nines. We keep them nines.
Guests and interviews, man, this shit is popping.
Wow.
Calling in, plenty of record spin. Blessed with past guests and folks be dropping in. The guy, the DJ, and the FMC. That boy, Hey Rue, Sergeant Rock, and Tweety B. Wagwan.
Yeah.
9 Pacific,
yeah.
12 Eastern. If you ain't listening in, you wasting your motherfucking life. Yeah.
Well, man, this is the old folks'
business. The gunshot was loud, like somebody was really tapping at it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Shit, I didn't know whether to duck down or cap back.
Hey, for real, I dropped my phone when I heard that. Yeah, shoot that knee, shit.
Hold up. Show ass up.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear me? I'm talking about. How y'all doing on this Saturday?
Oh, man, you know the kid, man. I'm still stretched out in bed, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying the afterglow.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
All right.
Man, I'm
not.
Lake Bake job in the newspaper. You know what it is. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about. Now, I would like to welcome everybody else that's listening to Grown Folks Business. We over here tripping already before the show even gets started. You know, DJ Sergeant Rock and the God Hey Rude, they don't fuck around. They don't play, you know. They right off the muscles. It's on.
You got to come out to shoot, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Seeming for a penis, man. You know what I'm saying? Explosive and quick. You know what I'm saying? You got time for that shit. All in your face. All in your face.
Right. Business. Pure dynamite. Pure dynamite.
Like a motherfucker. Yeah. Shots fired.
Don't play.
Oh, shit.
Don't play. All right, you guys. We are having a very special guest coming from the Gulf Coast today. Phenom is going to be in the building. We're excited to have him come over here and tell us a little bit about him and what's going on. So I'm excited to have him over for Grown Folks Business this Saturday. So.
Yeah.
All right, We got D Ham on the line, you guys. We're gonna pull him in here with us. Hey, D Ham.
Bars.
Don't start that bullshit.
Do not start it.
Stick up.
A minute.
Gonna be ha-ha-ha, stuck your ass. Keep on playing about these bars now, Ham. Shit, we ready
right.
to bust a rapper. Shit, for real.
Man, I'm telling you, man, leave my boy alone, Rock. He got bars, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck around and find yourself the special on the Denny's breakfast menu and shit get ate up in this TV.
Yeah.
Hell, what's the word, man?
What's up, baby boy? Welcome to the shit zone. Welcome home, man. Kick your shoes off, man.
D-Hell ain't even with y'all.
Hey, I'm right here, man. I had to mute that on y'all.
See this that wood?
I was just listening
for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Still going in on the bars. Yeah, I still got bars. Ain't gonna never change.
We don't believe you. You got to spit eight, man. Give us four. Put two together, man.
I know you don't believe me.
Give us two, man. Just two.
I'm not on here as an artist. I'm not on here as an artist.
Okay.
You're an artist, man.
He's the only nine artist that's got bars. He's the only nine
that's
artist.
Got bars.
Nine,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
bars.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Hey.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Rock. Yeah. You know what that remind me of? When, you know, back in the day, man, you know, when I used to be in my little life, man, you know, people be sitting in the chair, man, dancing and shit, moving their feet to the music, but they don't never stand up. They be doing every dance sitting down.
Oh, no.
They be killing it in the chair, man. You know what I'm saying?
He table dancing like Bill Cosby and shit. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what?
Welcome back, man. We miss
wake
you.
Wake up,
man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we gonna fuck with the air, man, because we love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
Pretty B started it off, man, so everybody got their pistol right now, man. You know what I'm saying? She fired them shots, man, after my little intro and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that threw me off. The intro got my ass. I was like, damn, what the hell? Okay. All right. That shit was dope. That motherfucker.
Yeah, no way. I'm through with y'all.
We invited you here, brother, as an intervention, man. You know, we all love you, man. You're a special brother. You know, you got to stop posting the bars, brother.
I'm gonna post one right after the show, man.
He said he gonna say this what I was gonna spit, but I didn't have time. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't stop talking. I was
I refuse. Okay, listen, you guys. This is what I want to know. Did Trump prove on Monday that Barack Obama had something to do with Trump Towers being tapped? Was he able to provide that evidence? Does anybody know?
No, he wasn't, man, and they asked him for him to apologize now. But you know, Trump ain't never apologized for nothing in his life, so they can forget about it.
Right. And then number one, people believe you got Trump followers, and then you got people that don't support Trump. So the Trump followers, anything he say, they gonna blow that up like he telling the truth, even though he telling the damn lie. You know, we all knew it was a lie,
man.
You know?
But that's the whole thing. You the president, man. You got access to intelligence, man, you know what I'm saying, to know what's going on. So when you say something from a position like that, you dig what I'm saying? You have to be speaking from a position of power and correctness with evidence to back it up. That's why a lot of congressmen and senators, man, are asking, even in his own party, for him to apologize, man, or either to show proof. Because what he is doing now, man, is he's setting a fucked up precedent, basically saying that anything I say and I speak it to be true, people got to believe it. And what you're doing is you're sending a message across the world like, man, you know, I'm not to be believed, man. Anything I want to make up, I'll make up. Anything that somebody else posts about me and shit, you dig what I'm saying? True, untrue. If I don't like it, I'm going to call it fake news. You feel what I'm saying? He doesn't understand the situation that he's creating, you know. It's like, you know, I clown and joke for a minute, but he don't understand, man. He's putting us on shaky ground with a lot of other people, man. You know, your word all you got.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And
right.
He
is
like the spokesperson for this country.
What president has time to be on Twitter? I mean, really.
That's a good one.
For real.
With everything that's going on in the world right now, you actually have time to be on Twitter telling lies on people?
I'm telling you, he's on Twitter more than...
I don't understand it.
He's on Twitter more than...
He's going to do that.
We've never seen Barack Obama
do that in the beginning.
We've never seen Barack Obama do that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Get on Twitter.
No.
Throughout history, every president that was coming in, once he was elected, you know what I'm saying, going through that transitional phase, was participating in the National Security Council meetings, being kept in the loop as to what was going on a daily basis. He on Twitter saying like, look, man, you know, if they need to know something, man, you know, they got my Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? They could tweet me.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't want to go everywhere. Right. He felt like that was too much. You know what I'm saying? That he felt like that was too much. It's like, man, you know, that's like a motherfucker at McDonald's. You get that promotion, you want to be the manager, you can't call in. You got to be there
every day.
That's the job you wanted. You got to be here every day. You got to open up the clothes and shit. You wanted that couple of extra bucks. This is what it costs. You wanted a job.
But this is my this is my opinion on that. Now, this is just my open, honest opinion. There is no way that this guy is qualified to hold the position of president.
Exactly.
We all agree on that, right? We all agree that he is a businessman, yes. Politician,
yeah.
No. Okay.
Right,
now,
right.
The only way feasible I can see that he has time to sit there on Twitter for 2-3 hours out of a day is that you're not allowed to make any decisions because everything you say is stupid. Nobody can back
right.
anything that you say. It's like, really?
Right, right.
Hey,
right.
The craziest
right.
thing, though, is, man, that everything ain't stupid to everybody. Some people really believe that shit. Some people really bought into
right.
that shit. Some people really roll with that, man. I mean, it's like, it's all about spin. He got business connections. He knew that they was going to need coal in a minute. And so he went to them coal mining towns when he was running for president and said, I'm going to open back up the coal mines. You dig what I'm saying? And so now
right.
I got all of these people and shit, man, you know what I'm saying, going through and doing all of this shit, man, you know what I'm saying, out there working, and they think that he created them jobs when in actuality he didn't.
Right.
So
right.
at the end of the day, man, a lot of shit get done and a lot of shit be appearing to be one way when actually it's another. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And like a lot of the, while a lot of the restrictions that he pulled back, you know what I'm saying, will create jobs. You feel what I'm saying? They also put people back at risk. But you know what? All you know is being a coal miner your whole life. Then it's like, man, like you work for a military family and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, going to war
yeah.
is risky and shit. But getting killed is a part of the job. You feel me? So it's like,
yeah.
man, they going down there, man, without all the, without a lot of the protections that they had before and working. And so more people can work. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of stuff. So he's doing a lot of pulling back on a lot of stuff. Medicine companies don't have to post some of their stuff online no more. All of this shit
right.
he's doing. Open up jobs, man. Fuck it. It don't matter what the risk is. Just open it up. And people love that shit because they're desperate.
I think I heard something the other day about him trying to wipe the whole Obama healthcare plan out completely and just do a whole new thing. So I don't know.
That's what they're trying to do.
They're
trying to replace it, but he can't. He want to keep some stuff, but he can't do anything, man. The problem is that it's easy from the outside looking in, man. You know what I'm saying? They speak about that in, you know, this book about on Taoism, man. It's like when you're on the outside, everything looks easy, man. You know what I'm saying? So everybody
yeah.
thinks they can do it, which means it's a plus and a negative. Everybody thinks they can get in and do your job. Everybody thinks they can do what they do. I mean, you know, just on a simple level example, we done did these radio shows for a minute. I had a show by myself. Everybody thinks they can come on air, man, and just be on. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show, man. I got these questions. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah, my guest didn't show up. I got to talk for 30 minutes. Anyway, this is what's going on. And everybody can't do that shit. But it
right.
seemed easy because you see the other person doing it, and you say, oh, if such and such can do it, I know I can do it. Oh, Rock got that bad bitch? Oh, I could have that bitch, man. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
She fucking with Rock. I know I can get her. Like, man,
right,
people, that's
right.
how people think. You know what I'm saying? That's how people think. And because people think
that's
like that,
shit.
That's the way shit
that's
goes.
True.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's true.
He got up in
that's
there, man. The dude is actually qualified to do the job if he would allow himself to do the job. He's qualified as an individual. His personality makes him unqualified because the dude is basically a douche. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like any woman is qualified to be a mom, to be a mother, you know what I'm saying, to be a wife. But rather, her personality will allow her to be a wife, a mom, a mother. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, just by being a female, she qualified to do all of that. But is she capable? Anybody can get in there, man, because it's like if you understand how to, you know, pick the right people, hire the right people. You know what I'm saying? You're not trying to micromanage. If you're willing to listen to people. Dude has proved that he can't even do that because that's what all the Trump followers are saying. Oh, let him get in there, man. He can just appoint people. He a businessman. But those people never looked at his business dealings. People who told him what he didn't want to hear got fired. You know what I'm saying? He got fired, man. Dude want to micromanage everything, and that's why he got so many losses instead of wins because he had people. Every business transaction or dealing that went bad, somebody had gave him different information as to how to deal with it and address it, but he chose to have them fired. The guy that worked for the company that was when they was building the Taj Mahal said, look, man, this is not going to go right. This is going to fail. But he got the dude fired from his job, told the company, if y'all want to keep doing business with me, get rid of this dude. Dude got fired. This shit failed. He ain't apologized, try to get that dude his job back. You feel what I'm saying? This is the bullshit that happens. This is how things go on. You know, the dude is just an idiot, man. That's how he is. And ain't nobody saying that he owns stock in that pipeline company that's running that pipeline through there. He done passed it through because he turned over control of the business to his family, so he don't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? But sure, that's a conflict of interest. He owns stock in that company, and he pushed it through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about respecting everybody's rights and all this shit, but y'all going to pollute them Indians with drinking water. Oh, no, it's safe. It's this and that. Everything is safe. People always say that when people are poor, desperate, and hungry, they don't care about nothing, man. We know how bad asbestos is. But if you're homeless, you'll go live in a house filled with a motherfucking asbestos in the walls just because be out the cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, man, the dude is like, he's a douche, man. The dude is a douche, man, professional. He is the word that douche was created for, you know.
Right.
That's it. I'm past the mic, man. B-Ham.
Yo.
B-Ham. I am B-Ham right here. You right here, man. You know what I'm saying? Can a motherfucker get a couple bars?
Y'all know bars, my name. Ain't got nothing to get to you, man. You know what I mean?
What you think about Trump?
Ain't got nothing to get to. Trump is a joke, yo. Trump, him being president, I ain't never understood because my understanding to be one of the qualifications to be president is, I mean, at least they had been a governor or a senator or something. This dude wasn't none of that. He just had money. He just had money. That what made Trump. Yeah. Trump didn't have people supporting him. Like he didn't need all that. He didn't have donators and stuff. He was his own donator. He put his own money up and did this and did that. So it was kind of easy for him to do it. Like to me, I think this is all a bet. Trump betted somebody. Like where is that? Who he betted? And I bet you I could be president. And he pulled it off. I don't know how he did it. But the dude pulled it off. But he a joke in the White House. Like you said, they really not gonna let him make no major decisions. Like they'll let him, you know, do some type of random thing just to say, well, Trump did do this, you know, to try to make him look like he was a good president. The Obama thing as far as the tapping and stuff, I mean, Obama was chilling, man. Obama was trying to get, why are you going to tap the new president stuff, man? I don't want to know nothing else what's going on, and I'm out. I'm done. I did mine. I'm good. I'm gone. Man, my hair gray in the mud. My hair was black when I came here. My hair gray in the motherfucker now. You know what I'm saying? My hair gray. I don't want to hear nothing else about what's going on inside of there. I think that was a plot. Like he just, I don't know. I think it's a bigger picture behind that. That was just something. Here, y'all talk about this while we do this over here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, that's always kind of how it is. But at the same time, they saying that it's possible that some Russian citizens or politicians and businessmen had their phones and stuff tapped, and Trump may have got caught up in a conversation or two as a result of that. But as far as him actually being tapped himself, that's not what happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now that is what they.
He flung it out there as if he was the target.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Of the phone tapping.
which, you know what I'm saying, which was not the case, but you know what I'm saying.
And see, all that get mixed up with the media promoting this side, then you got the media over here promoting the other side, then you got the people that's with Trump,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the people that
ain't no
with
free
Trump,
press no
and,
more.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just too divided, man. It's just too fucking divided.
But
you know what I'm saying?
It's always been like that. Have you read the book called, this book called The Unseen Hand? It's a one of them conspiracy theory books, man, where they talk about that, man. They talk about creating a two-party system, man, where basically everybody wants the same thing and talking about the same thing, but have it said in such a way as it seems as if they disagreeing continuously. You know what I'm saying? It's about getting people away from natural leaders and getting them hooked on popular leaders. It's about getting people away from, you know what I'm saying, things that are important and getting them interested in sex and sports and all of the bullshit. And if you look at it, how well that shit has worked out, it's like motherfuckers, they following rap stars and athletes. This is the only people they care about now. They don't care about nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is caught up in the hype and the bullshit. And so that's what it has become, man. I mean, people get, you know, more than half the people in the country now get their news off of the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like so many people, they don't even go to the top of the page to see what they're doing to recognize and notice that a lot of that shit is parody news. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you go read something, and you read about Obamacare. And the original thing, Obamacare said this, but they had a parody site that said, if you get insurance under Obamacare, you got to get a chip in your arm, and you got to do all of this and do all of that. But that was fake news. It was intentionally fake news because you didn't look and see what the name of the paper or website you was reading was there. You didn't notice that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it comes down to. But you know, hey.
Wow.
Yeah, people don't pay attention to that shit, man. They don't pay attention to how people twist shit. You can take something like, you could take what I just said from this show when I said actually he is qualified and take that snippet and say, man, you know, hey, we're on grown folks' business, man, promoting Donald Trump, saying Donald Trump is qualified to be president. Yeah. You could take a snippet from anything anybody say, man, and throw a sound bite out there, man, and make it sound right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why you say the politicians have to do a lot of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once upon a time, man, you know, I thought Hillary might could do the job, but when she was running against Trump, man, she made, you know, throughout her career, she had made too many mistakes. And, like, pretty much after Obama got in there, she kind of, like, was self-destructing. Every little step, she was doing a lot of different stuff.
Right.
Like, I wasn't mad at her for anything she did when she was an attorney, because if she had not got up on the stand and you know, argued against the lady, for the dude who had, they say, raped the lady and shit like that, she would have been a bad lawyer. You know what I'm saying? If she had not done some of the things she did, she would have been a bad lawyer. If she had not supported her dude, you know what I'm saying? When people talk
about,
he took advantage of this chick. No, Monica Lewinsky knew what she was doing, man. She was not no dumb chick. She wasn't fascinated. She went there with the intention of getting as close to the president as she could possibly get, man. If she got to put her mouth on him, she felt happy about it. She just told the wrong person and it got out. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
She had it happy to keep
that
shit to herself and had it as something that she accomplished in her life. Next thing,
well,
man,
she
must
have felt like she had to have that suit that she accomplished in life, too,
yeah,
that she ain't never had watched the Dry Queen. Yeah,
exactly.
That was a trophy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and
well,
the thing is,
that goes along with the setup, because the government don't want to be made out to be looking bad like that. Like, you know, well, we're behind this. Now, the non-motherfucker, no, you're not. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else is the culprit. They just work with y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like Heru said, she told the wrong person and it got out.
Same shit. When Hillary went through the long ass Benghazi hearings, people who don't know nothing about politics or know anything about how our government works will sit and say, man, she should have sent somebody over there. That's just wrong. She left them people for dead. Then she going to say, what difference do it matter anyway? All those things were taken out of context. First and foremost, we all know, man, if you know anything about politics, the Secretary of State, man, has to go through a lot of procedures. She get her information from the intelligence agency. So the only information she has on whether to act or not to act is what she gets from the CIA, from Homeland Security, from all these, from the National Security Council, and through her little agency shit. She can't act on her own and say, oh, man, they over there stuck. I'm going to send the troops in. She got to get approval from three different committees, go to the president. Everybody got to sign off on that shit. So to blame her by herself and say, oh, she left the people for dead is bullshit. Now she made a mistake. The next thing I'm
turn me against her because you can't make too many mistakes. She said, right. What difference do it make anyway? And they took that out of context. She said, at this point, after 11 hours of being interviewed and asked the same questions over and over and over again, she said, at this point, what difference does it make anyway? Which,
right.
To the family members of those people who died, it came off as you saying, our people don't, no matter, it always going to make a difference because people died, and we need to find out how not to let that happen again. The next thing
right.
She did, she let herself being heard and motherfucking emails we find out where she spoke bad about Bernie Sanders and Trump supporters. You dig what I'm saying? Because at the
right.
end of the day, man, if I'm trying to win people over, I'm not going to say, this is not sports where you say, man, fuck the Browns fans or fuck the Dallas
right.
fans or whatever. This is
right.
something that you're trying to win hearts and minds. So everybody is a potential you fan.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you speak
right.
negatively on somebody because at this time they following that person, you automatically polarize that person and turn them against you. That was her last and biggest mistake. The email shit, that was all smoke and mirrors, man. Hillary was
yeah.
never going to get in there. The people say
right.
the press was supporting Clinton and was against Trump. No, they weren't, because every time a debate came up or a major election or a major trip, the emails hit the news. And they hit
right.
the news hard and repeatedly. Right before the election started, 3 days, oh, we got some more emails we need to look through, and then they was gone. Keep the emails on the people's mind. The media wanted Trump in because they would get more mileage out of Donald Trump than they would have of Hillary Clinton, just another president doing presidential shit.
Right.
I still
right.
half-ass wanted her in there because we would get her and Bill. You know, if you look at it from a black person's standpoint, man, from the hood, man, Clinton did some shit, man, to destroy communities, man, with them laws, man, that hit hard against blacks, man, and the super predator thing
yeah.
with the drugs and all of that shit, it fucked us up. But if
right.
you look at it from a citizen of America standpoint and shit, man, the dude did a lot of good for the country. Shit, dude was a good president. He would have been in there having some, you know, she already knew how the system works. She knew how to appoint the right people and delegate
right.
and let them do their job. Trump doesn't know
right.
how to do that, and that's what made me
no.
feel like she was more qualified. She knows how to delegate.
Right.
You don't see motherfucking old cool ass Jit coming over here every day. Hey, just check it in, see what's going on grown folk business, man. Y'all got everything
right
here and shit. Hold on, let me run this segment. He don't see that shit. People, you got to know how to
right.
delegate. And that's what people who are
right.
in charge do. I mean, the boy got money, man. He been doing good, but he got that crash and burn kamikaze politics. I'm going to try this. It's going to be lucky, and I'm going to win. I ain't going to pay nobody because I'm a father. He getting this money because he getting it, like, taking big-ass chances. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he's doing it in a legal way, he can file that bankruptcy, man, and not lose. So he's, like, really in a win-break-even kind of business. Either he going to win or he going to break even because he's not going to lose nothing.
And you know what? Remember all that? Who all that was hollering about? Everybody turning in their information so the American public will know who's who and what's what. Like how they went at Obama. Well, we don't believe he's a real citizen of the United States. Ain't nobody seen his birth certificate. And then you know here comes Hillary Clinton. She done put all her information out there for the public, or the information that
yeah.
was allowed.
Trump is not going to do that.
You know,
he's fake.
Trump ain't going to do nothing. He ain't turned his tax notes in.
Look,
he ain't told the American
he created.
People nothing. You know what I'm
he
saying?
He created fake news.
Hoping they go with it. You know what I'm saying?
He created fake news. Now he's talking about it. Fake news. He created
mm-hmm.
fake news with the Obama's birth certificate ain't real. But now that it's stuff that's being used against him, he don't like it, so it's fake news.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm
yeah.
saying? I mean, it's like, to me, the thing that changed everything, at one point you used to have you know what I'm saying, they talked about military service in order to be the president. They had all these different things you used to have met to, and they slowly but surely knocked them off. And now,
right.
you know, everybody can just grow up, sit around, have 100 baby mamas, not do shit. And then when it come time, you can get enough people to vote for you because you, as the people said on Twitter, he be keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? You can get enough people to vote for you and shit, you can be president and shit. You Trump speak his mind. He say what he feel. Yeah, but the shit he saying
nobody
is cool
tell
shit.
Right.
Yeah, but
he ain't
right.
going to change.
Gonna
he ain't going to do
up.
Nothing.
The shit he saying
don't
get him fucked up.
Everything.
But listen, you guys,
did,
I know
man.
We can go on and on forever about Trump and his thing, but I did want to know
if
you
guests and topics and shit.
Yeah, we got guests coming up. We're looking for Phenom to be here shortly. So, but we did
yeah.
have a submission, you guys, from 40DI, which is one of 3D Watch people. Remember when he came on and they all rapped on the show D Ham was there that show, I think, too. Anyway,
mm-hmm. talk about bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
He sent in something that he wanted us to review. Now, he said that the recording was done on a cell phone, so he understands about the quality, but he just, I guess, wanted to get how we felt about the song itself and the concept, I'm guessing. So I'm going to play it right now, and we're going to come back and see what we think about it, and hopefully Nam will be here shortly. So, you guys, this is it.
Yeah.
All right? Go boom.
All right.
Turn it up. Uh-huh. When it's fitted like this, it hits you like boom. Like boom, jump boom, like flashing, baby, like boom. Stay tuned, pick and choose, baby, low boom. You can feel it in your chest, boom, boom, boom. When I spit it like this, it hits you like boom. Jump boom, like flashing, baby, like boom. Stay tuned, pick and choose, baby, low boom. You can feel it in your chest, boom, boom, boom. When I spit it like this, it hits you like boom. Jump boom, like flashing, baby, like boom. Stay tuned, pick and choose, baby, low boom. I'm burning reefer, street sweeper, meet the grim reaper.
Yeah.
Pussy beat, ain't no love with these heat seekers.
Come on.
Last feature's one gone, let me live life. Can I twice the money nights, hit him on sight.
Uh-huh.
Future bright, out of sight, toast the gun and knife. Read my rights in G life, full of cold
light.
Stand for something, fear nothing, that's the cops rushing. Sending me and killing dead,
ain't a scope for the lead.
Cold brand, went up in the corner, on the warning.
Uh-huh.
Overthrow him, hold the crown, you suckers don't want it. Forever wrong, blunt, blowing two straps full of goon. See your tune, get him wrong.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom.
When I spit it like this, it hits you like boom. Boom, boom, like flashing, baby, like boom. Stay tuned, pick and choose, baby, low boom. You can feel it in your chest, boom, boom, boom. When I spit it like this, it hits you like boom. Boom, boom, like flashing, baby, like boom. Stay tuned, pick and choose, baby, low boom. You can feel it in your chest, boom, boom, boom. When I spit it like this, it hits you like boom. Boom, boom, like flashing, baby, like boom. Stay tuned, pick and choose, baby, low boom. You can feel it in your chest, boom, boom, boom.
Widespread when the boom hits you. Coming with the power and speed of 10 missiles. Better send signals, better rush to a safe haven. Cause anything I touch is hot enough to blaze Satan. No patience, game either. If it's off to the races, got a new leader. Rasta with a rude Nina. Better make a little room and let the boom teach you. Situations with my comrades. Ain't too many that can con that. I brought the boom so we can start that. Show them what's real and make them fall back.
It's on my mind, it's going down. I got the time to let it boom flow.
Well,
hey, man, it was all right. The quality just was distracting. You feel what I'm saying? But I mean, they had some bars up in there, man. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it was. I couldn't hear any of them.
I was just gonna say I don't know if it was my phone or what, but I couldn't. I couldn't understand it.
I got an earpiece in my ear, so
I heard boom.
I got it.
I got
an earpiece in my ear and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I heard like some little, you know, a couple of nice little bars, man. The boy said he had some shit so hot it could blaze Satan. That was kind of like, you know, a couple of little bars was cool, man. It was all right, man, just the recording quality, man. They had the phone too close to their mouth, so it sounded a little muffled, I think.
Yeah, people
be thinking the closer you get, that you know what I'm saying, it's like it's different shit. The beat was nice, though, but I think that was one of them old Dre beats and shit on some Pac shit or something. You know what I'm saying?
It did kind of sound like the 90s. You know what I'm saying? It did kind of sound like the 90s. I don't know if that beat was old. The beat was all right. The lyrics, you know, they just got to do a better recording job. That's just all it is to it. You know, people do what they got to do. You know, shout outs to you for even just doing it on your damn phone. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even just, well, hell, I got this phone, I might as well get some practice in. You know what I'm saying? Because that's basically what he's doing. He just practicing to see what he's going to sound like. So I recommend he take whatever he do to the studio and just really put some effort and some work into it. You know what I'm saying? Let your phone be for your rough drafts. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. But, you know, as far as recording on your phone, I recommend nobody do that shit.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. I would say this, though. You know, he has a voice the one guy rapping. He has a voice that would carry on a track. I just couldn't understand what you were saying, and I would have appreciated the song much more if I would you know, been able to understand what you were saying. But as far as the flow of the song went nice. So I'm imagining that the words were as well. But get to a good studio. Get to a good studio and let somebody help you record and send us something back. Because it wasn't a terrible track. I just couldn't hear what the fuck was going on. I do want to say this, you guys. We got another submission that I want to play right quick from Piccolo. Now, he's an artist that we have played on the show before. He's from California. And this song is entitled G-Funk, okay? Then when we come back, hopefully we'll have Phenom in the building. So you guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere. This is Piccolo.
It's time to get busy at this motherfucker.
Like we always do about this time.
Oh.
We back. I know it's been a while since I... Look, man, it's been a minute. Don't trip. B.E.G., the album soon come. Allow me to introduce myself, P-I-double, Mr. D-I-Y himself. And boy, it's been a minute since I've been as consistent. Had to switch beliefs like I'm changing religions. See, I used to sit back and wonder what y'all thought. And now I sit back like, what the fuck was they taught? Easy to understand, I just want to be the man. That's in my own right and not in y'all's sight. See, some washed up, switch the detergent. They ride the wave and they complain about the current. That shit don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. But that's the script that y'all choose to stick with. Damn, y'all so woke. Focus on the grassroots. Gotta build yourself before you lead your troops. And I'm just a messenger, same time competitor. Looking for my peers to start to think better. And yeah, that alone could be a waste of time. More focus on the means than I focus on the eyes. I mean, you gon' get down or you gon' lay down. You gon' smarten up or let the BS run them up. Breaking the fourth wall, can't you see? And sometimes y'all thoughts, they be troubling me. I mean, y'all grown, y'all can think for yourself. Y'all can focus on the rich, I'ma focus on the wealth. You can focus on them, I focus on position. Few years later, let's see who shit cooking. Only focus is me, myself, and I. See my mom, auntie, the uncles combined. Lynn, Bruce, Sharp, Kid, and a few others. Everything else, it can all get smothered. And that's what it is, that's just what it be. New album soon come, yeah, B.E.G. What's up, nigga? South Central, what up, one time. Inglewood up to no good, one time. Compton in the house one time. Long Beach, Long Beach, Long Beach one time. What up?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I like that. He want me with the Snoop beat. I like the Snoop beat, yo. He want me with the Snoop beat. I fuck with Snoop.
Okay, then. Yeah, shout out to Piccolo. I'm going to give him a little applause. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
You took me back to Drake, then.
Okay, right on. All right, you guys. We have a guest that is in the building. Phenom is here.
Yo,
live
yo.
Yo,
hey. Bro.
What's up, man? What's up, dog? How y'all feeling?
Yeah.
We up in this bitch. Fuck up.
Glad to be here on a great Saturday. You know, we're about to do this end of your March Super Sunday tomorrow. Me and the family here down in NOLA, man. You know, it's blessed, man. It's all right.
That's what's up. Okay, well, we're going to let DJ Sergeant Rock take over this segment of the show. And DJ Sergeant Rock is in your hands, baby.
All right. Thank you, Tweety B. You're so beautiful. All right, Phenom. First and foremost, man, we want to welcome you to Grown Folks Business. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just appreciate you stopping through, giving us some of your time and some of your talent. And just to top it up with us right here at Grown Folks Business, just want you to know we really appreciate that, fam.
Hey, I'm honored. Grindhard Radio, you know, I mean, Sergeant Rock, man, you know, we go way back, man. You know, from the root of things, man. I'm honored to be on the show. Miss Tweety B, everybody, man. You know, hip hop for alive, alive forever, man. Like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, man. Now, Fee, we're going to start it up. We're going to crank it up a little something like this. Now, Fee, now, I want you to, you know, for all the listeners out there that don't know who you are, I want you to, you know, let everybody know, give yourself your formal introduction to the world and let everybody know who Fee Nam is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I go back in the game, man. First, you know, I like to call myself a songwriter. You know, I grew through the game, man. I've been involved in hip hop about 15 years now, almost 20 years, man, just, you know, from the root of it, man. I was born in the 70s, you know, I'm one of them babies. So it was just in my blood, man. And, you know, I work with a lot of artists and a lot of people down on the Gulf Coast, man. I will say I'm well-respected in my region and in my area, man. And we trying to take this message to the world, man. You know, I reflect everything it is that's in my environment, man. God first, that's how we do. And, you know, we got some good music, man. We write great songs down here on the coast.
For sure, for sure. And basically, how did you get started with the music game? You know what I'm saying? Give everybody, you know what I'm saying, a little background on Phenom and how you got started.
Back in you know, high school, I did some stuff in high school talent shows and stuff, and one, me and a couple of my classmates did a rap for, you know, just drunk driving. And, you know, we just always like music, man. My dad would buy records. It was albums and stuff way back in the 80s. I grew up, so I was always into music. You know, New Orleans is cultural, a lot of music, man. Ran into some of my partners, Misguided, Big House, couple of companies, couple of people around the time, say mid-90s, who, you know, was just starting to get into recording and owning studios and things like that, man. Started cycling. Found myself featuring on a lot of this stuff. You know, we're a little ahead of our time, if I may say, on the Gulf Coast, man. Shout out to the Big House, man. Shout out to T-Skill. Shout out to Two Real. There's a lot of people, you know, I know in networking, man. And, you know, long story short, I started writing around 95, 96, 97, man. We went through the soldier moments. We went through all that. Hip hop has evolved. I've matured. You know, I'm writing on a bigger scale now, man. Find myself in church pulpits and coaching kids and, you know, writing a lot of volunteer work. But it's all music. It's all entertainment. It's all positive media, you know. That's who I am, a songwriter, somebody who, a keeper of the light, somebody who's going to reflect, you know, what the environment says through the music and everything. Anybody that know me know that, but I like everybody out there to give me that opportunity, at least.
That's what's up. And just so everybody know, you know what I'm saying, you know, the Trill OGs is back in the game to let the new school know what time it is. What would be your advice for anybody that's young coming in the game?
Oh, my God. Patience, you know, I hang on the word Godspeed, man, God and everything, man, God bless, you know, all the way around, man, like that, positivity, man, you got to be patient and you got to be positive, man, because, you know, it's easy to get in, you know, or to try to, you know, now everybody's an artist, man, you know, I mean, they got songwriting machines, they got computers, they got technologies, a lot of everybody that creates. You know, at a time when we got it, everybody wasn't allowed to create. So now that everybody's allowed to create, you got to make sure that you create something that's timeless, something that's has content, something that's going to allow you, you know, some space. You know, I mean, it's easy to write something, but you want to write something more. You know, you want to want to focus in on what you're actually trying, the message you're trying to bring, and do a little bit more of that, man. You need to be aware as a young artist. I like to tell them to be aware of what's really, really going on, you know, in society, man. We can talk about things of the nature of beef and hustling and things like that, but we got, it's a big world out there. You can write about a whole bunch of things, man. Find ways to stay alive and write about things that carry over, you know, or speak things into existence. Use your gift.
That's what's up. That's what's
yeah.
up. Well, that's all the questions I got for you, man. I'm going to pass it over to the panel. And I think I'm going to run it to the Queen Tweety B because she sounds like she really want to get at you and get in your business because this is grown folks' business and we do get all up in your grown folks' business, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pass it to Tweety B and let the Queen get on and do her thing, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Lady Bird.
Right, I love you, bro. That's my brother there. That's my DJ, you know, the Nyman Rock Show. Hey, Queen, y'all get down on the coast, man. We about to put on a couple of them, man. Work some of these records.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I want to welcome you again to the show. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us, and we appreciate that. But,
thank you.
Okay,
thank
now,
you. I'm honored.
This is the thing. What audience would you say that your music targets? Like the younger crowd, the females, like the, you know, middle adults. So how do you feel like you target your artist? I mean, your listening audience.
Man, I've written over 400 songs. I got catalogs backed up, and I write songs for all types of things. That's why, you know, I'm almost reluctant to say rapper or stuff like that because I'm a songwriter. I've written songs for my youth football league that I coach and volunteer and sponsor. You know, so I target the kids. I use that stuff for them. I've also written things with elder musicians. I got a 6-piece band of musicians that I'm working some unplugged music with, some live band music with. So, you know, I write songs that go almost to what you would consider gospel because I just write music. I began a rapper, and now I just write music. So I'm diverse and well spread throughout the community. I'm with the kids a lot of times, and then I'm with a lot of the elders a lot of times. So I don't have a particular target market. Now, we have certain songs that fit certain modes, you know, of course. But it's a ton of it. It's a lot of music.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. And I want to ask you this now. Are you just, like, a music artist? Are you venturing into other things as far as acting or clothing lines, anything of those natures are you doing right now?
I've been in several small pictures down on the Gulf Coast. My man JT Nicholson, Biloxi Beach, 2015. You know, I've been down, I mean, a couple of small pictures. We got a movie called Silence we working on, my man Chad, and Southern Repertoire Films. I'm working with, you know, it all comes in the same market and opportunity, man. Music has led me in the spots like that. You know, I often say that if I had to, you know, call myself a clone, I had to build and model after an idol, I would be along the lines of an Ice Cube or Will Smith, you know, because, I mean, we got vast capabilities and, you know, we're doing movies, we're doing all type of stuff. So we're in the middle of shooting four high-definition videos right now on the Gulf Coast. So we got visuals of all sorts. You may turn that into a small movie. We got a lot of capabilities.
Okay, that's what's up. And we're going to be looking forward to getting some information about how we can look at some of this work that you've done already. And I want to salute you on the work that you have done. But I want to ask you, is there anybody mainstream or any local artist that you may want to collab with that you haven't already?
Oh, man. Like, shout out to the entire Gulf Coast, man. I mean that. You know, that's the stretch from New Orleans all the way into Mobile. You know, people like Dirty Dan, 93 BLX, all the way in Wild Wayne, 293 New Orleans. You know, we down here on the ground, man. I've beat the pavement for quite some time. And I respect everybody, and I work with everybody in this area. As for, you know, aspirations and people I would love to work with, like I said, I've worked with just about everybody in the area. I would definitely love to get more on the sides of working with live bands or more different genres of music, like I say, right, like Three Doors Down. I listen to a lot of their music. You know, they're from the Gulf Coast area. They're big. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up on Isley Brothers. I grew up on, you know, I got a remake, Work to Do. And I would love to record that with the actual Isley Brothers, you know. I have, you know, I'm a big fan of people like Sade and a lot of 80s music that my father played that I listened to. It's just natural. So, you know, any of those artists from those eras, like real, you know, valued musicians, real soul musicians, real people who tour, you know, I pay homage to all of those and would love to work with any of those.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. And my final question to you is this. What is the craziest thing that you can ever remember that happened at a performance?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Oh, God,
I don't think I was backup DJing if anything like wild like that went down. I don't think I was backup DJing for you.
look, that, you already know, Sarge. You already know that was kind of crazy, man. You know, we were up in Meridian, Mississippi, 2 years ago. You know, the engineering and the sound goes out, and Sarge over the backup DJ, you know, kind of saved me, bring something to the table. We hopping around the stage, man. Just, and I've seen all types of stuff happen. I have fellow artists and people who I know who've done stuff, man, like fall off the stage and anything subject to happen. You know, I tell people when we like doing these shows and these live concerts that remember the moment, because that's the only thing that you will really be able to take from it. You gotta remember that. Enjoy that moment, because that's all you're going to ever really be able to take from it. All right.
That's what's up. Okay, well, thank you so much for answering my questions, and I really enjoyed it. I really have.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm, you know, we about to do a press run, man. I'm carrying this thing called a Civil Rap Movement, Stop the Violence. You know, we writing some positive stuff, man, and creating some positive messages, man. We're going to be the antidote. We're going to speak antidote. We're going to take charge for the confusion amongst hip-hop as big brothers. We're going to, you know, and we ain't going to kill ourselves with it, but we conscious. We fighting, you know. We make a stride to you know, do our part. We just do our part, man.
Right.
So keep your ears open. I got C9.net, about to launch the website. We about to hit daytime television, stuff like that, man. So it's all going to be well. It's all going to be well, man. Praise be to God.
I know that's right.
That's
all right,
true.
Rock, back on you, Rock.
All right, baby. Right now, we about to pass the microphone, the golden microphone, to the guy, Hey Rude, you know what I'm saying? See if he got any questions for our special guest, Feeding Up.
What's up, man? You know what I'm saying?
What's up, man?
Hey Rude, man, welcome to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure to have, you know, an OG hip-hopster in the building so I can ask some of them, you know what I'm saying, poignant questions. You know, like,
yeah.
I know you've been in the game for a while, man, and like when you know, a lot of people blame, you know, the and movement for sabotaging, you know, the positive message in hip hop, man, you know what I mean? But we all know politics is politics, man. How do you feel about that?
I'm conscious to it, man. I'm wide awake to it, man. I'm gonna do my part, you know. I'm not dissing nobody or dissing any of what anybody creating, because energy, you know, created is worth something. It's all, you know, some people don't even know that what they're doing. Sometimes you make a mistake and create something the right way. It could be negative or meant for negative, and it works that way. God is universal, 360 degrees. But balance is key. The stuff that they promote and publish, you know, it's time to unbalance. I would have to say that. You know, when you look back in the back seat and you see a kid nodding their head to the music, you know it affects them. You know, as you get older, you grow through that. You know, they want to say that Hitler say the way to control races through his kids, and you control kids by song and dance. You know, positive vibrations. It matters. So balance is key.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. My second question is, man, you know, for the longest time, you know, black people in the hip-hop industry have been talking about not having our own formats and markets, and mainly our own distribution companies. I mean, I understand now with social media and all of the digital formats that exist on the line that that's not as important as it used to be. But why do you think that still to this day, there's no, with the Dre's and his billions and Jay and his billions and all these different black rappers, man, when 50 had his money and, you know, the West Coast, East, all these people with all this money, there's still no black distribution company
changed,
for hip-hop music.
They changed the labor market, changed the actual value of it. You know, like in the mid-90s when artists were selling what you would call 3 and 4 and 5 millions of CDs, it became powerful. It became presidential. That's where you get the big old conspiracy theories about the Tupacs and, you know, the political cause and the government being against it. And, you know, when they realized how powerful it was, it became more of a exploitation thing. You know, a lot of people fall into exploitation. And big business ate the whole thing alive, is what it appeared to be to me, with the technology and the politics and all that. So people adapting. If you're not capable of seeing through it, then you're gonna find yourself in the midst of it, man. You know, you know, I have moments where I say, "Well, damn, this shit is a beast." But then I have to look at the logistics of it and what's really real, and that's just, you know, a later day, seeing my kids grow and you know, affecting them with the information and the knowledge that I've gotten, or the consciousness that I choose to try to have, you know, and be focused with.
Okay. All right, my last question, man, from your day getting into hip hop, man, till now, the greatest success story in hip hop and the greatest failure and disappointment in hip hop. From your
perspective. That's a good one.
Stop the service. You there?
Great.
I'm sorry.
Ask that question again, Aru.
Who do you think is the greatest success story in hip hop, and who is the greatest disappointment in hip hop from your perspective, like since from your day all the way up until now?
Success story. Oh man. Man, I'm from an era where they publish so much of it that it's hard to kind of, they're making where they now some artists that inspired growing up, you know. Success would be people that are still working, man. Just continuing to work, man.
Gotta pick an individual, man. You can't hedge it. I would say
somebody like Ice Cube.
Ice Cube
is I say prototypical thing. I salute him. You know, I salute the accomplishments and the longevity and the degrees that he's done, man. I salute that, man. I model myself after something. So that's success. As disappointments go, and I don't like to deem anybody's worse as a disappointment. That's hard, bro.
I'm talking about based on potential to be successful. And wasting that potential. I'm not talking about like you made some whack tracks or something. I'm talking about threw that shit away.
Man, I don't know about no disappointments, man. I mean,
come on, man. We ain't nice over here.
A lot of the music tonight is being published. The whole game. I mean, if I had to say, a lot of that stuff is not intellectual. It's disappointing. You know, it's disturbing. Some of it, but you know, I mean, I'm hoping we coming out of that. I'm more focused on what is working and what, you know, those around me and stuff like that. I can control that.
He being
I want more out of it right now.
He did all right, Rock. He beat around the bush a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? A couple of little pieces of fruit fell out, man. So, we going to eat that, man, and roll over. You know, he didn't hit that question, man. You know, I was looking for him to say something like, you know, you come from that old school hip-hop generation, man. You seen cats like with potential, like, you seen Master P come up through there and disappear, man, and we don't know what he's really doing right now, which I heard he's doing some nice things in the community and stuff like that. You seen cats, man, from that NWA, where Chuck D at. I was really disappointed, man, by KRS-One and his comment, man, about African Bambaataa, man, when you know what I'm saying. He said, what does it matter that the boy was molesting all the little boys and shit? I done seen a lot of people, man, through hip-hop that was like icons, man, at that time, man, that have, like, you know, disappeared, man, and failed to meet their full potential. That's what I was speaking of. I wasn't speaking of, like, oh, man, such and such still around putting out whack-ass music and shit like that. I ain't talking about, you know, Magoo still trying to rap over old-ass Timberland beats and shit like that. I wasn't speaking about nothing like that. I was talking about, like, people just failed to meet their potential. You know, that's what I was speaking about. I wasn't looking for no, like, name calling or no putting nobody down. I'm just talking about, man, the rap game is like a slingshot, man. You dig what I'm saying? Some people get in there like Angry Birds. You know, you put the bird in there and pull it back sometime and miss fire and it goes short distance, but it go.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But when you cock one all the way back, man, and it just gets it going, like it's finna knock everything down. And then it just,
right,
it hit and just slide down because it didn't hit it hard enough. And it's like a lot of people have potential, man, to me, to be really, really successful, man. Or some of those that were successful aren't taking advantage of their platform. You know, I say that to say this right here, and this will be my last statement, not really so much a question, that if you got a voice and you got an audience, you have an obligation, you know, not just a right, but an obligation, a moral obligation to say something of substance. You feel what I'm saying? If you got an obligation to say something of substance, you got all these people listening, what you going to say? And to say nothing, it's almost criminal. So, you know, that was my thing. Like, you know, all these people doing this stuff, like where they at, what they doing, who disappointed you and what you felt they should have done or what they should have accomplished had the ears.
Let me get in there. I will say you informed me about a lot of things that I didn't know about in some of these groups and some of these people, you know. So, yeah,
right.
I mean, that's very disappointing. I wasn't informed that some of that stuff was going on with some of them brothers, you know.
Oh yeah, man! Everybody know about the Bambaataa allegations, man, coming out. You know what I'm saying? And KRS-One saying that, you know, what do it matter? That's like, that was the most disappointing thing in hip hop to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. You know.
Well,
I got plenty of disappointing moments. I was disappointed.
Lil Wayne's statement on Black Lives Matter was one of the most disappointing things I have ever heard from a black artist, and I no longer support Lil Wayne behind him saying his life is the only life that he is concerned about
because he makes money.
And that was heartbreaking to me as an artist. How could you stand there and you have a mouth and you have a voice and the camera is on you and you say you don't care about black people. You just care
my
about
boy.
You.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
That was disappointing to me.
Since we touching on it, you got to go and hit it hard too, Rock. Who disappointed you, man?
Oh, man. I've been disappointed so much in the world of hip-hop. It's just crazy.
Pick one of my brother.
Death Row Records. Death Row Records. That disappointed me like a motherfucker, man. Because Suge didn't have that bullshit to do. He could have been paying his artists and everybody still could have been rolling in dough, and Death Row Records could have still been a record company. Now, how the fuck Cash Money go through all the shit they go through, but they still a label and they still out chill? Death Row Post still been out chill like Bad Boy Records. They still post, they still supposed to be in here. And that was very disappointing to me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He fell in love with the fame, man. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't want the money. He wanted the fame. He didn't mind being a broke ass celebrity. You feel what I'm saying? He fell in love with a celebrity.
Yeah, it was
and then,
exploitation in them days, man. It was more banging on records. They had more pride and stuff like that.
It started before that, man. I mean, Suge was a modern day Berry Gordy. So, you know, it's not really like it was no big old thing, man. And he groomed them dudes. He turned them dudes into pretend gangsters. And they started believing it. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody on the label was dressed up like a gangster. Either you was a Blood or you was a Crip, man. Dudes that didn't have nothing to do with gangbanging. Had Quincy Jones' son over there chunking up gang signs. One day he was this, one day he was that. You know, everybody was banging on somebody. Everybody was beefing with somebody. You can't not be on Death Row. You can't be on and not have a beef. He fell in love with the fame. He thought controversy was the best thing to sell. And it reached a point at which, man, controversy stopped being it. He missed the train. He did not see when people thought about the loss of Tupac and then Biggie coming right back,
right,
like two hip hop icons. Like, dude, this is some bullshit. And so people were no longer happy to hear about the beef no more. People didn't want the beef no more. It was like the beef is bullshit. But he wanted to keep on pushing the beef. And so it's like, man, either you move forward, man, or you get moved over. You feel me?
Right.
That's how it went, and that's why he's sitting somewhere right now, man, because he couldn't evolve. That was his thing. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like I said, I'm really saddened about the Lil Wayne thing because as an individual, you had a large audience of white, black, over the entire world, people who listen to you. Despite the fact that I don't understand why people listen to a drug addict anyway. You a junkie. You dig what I'm saying? With a platform, man,
right,
to mumble whatever you mumble. You could have mumbled something relevant. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But the Bombada thing, like, really blew me away, man, because for a black man to say, you know, like KRS-One, and you should have stayed silent. You should have said, like, man, you know, I feel like that's some stuff that need to be investigated and whatever come out. And if the man did do that, anybody that does something to a child should be punished or whatever. For you to say that, what does it matter? You dig what I'm saying? For somebody who is a hip-hop icon, a founder of, like, what we now call the hip-hop movement.
Hip-hop.
For that
that's
dude
right.
to be have been touching kids and stuff like that, man, and for somebody to say it doesn't matter, it taints everything.
But you know what? It was a show about the people that he was around that was around him because they let that shit go on and on and on and on and nobody said nothing.
To the break of dawn.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then now you wait till the man damn near too old to stroll because he is getting old because, shit, hip-hop is getting older. So the people that
have
started. Exactly my point. Hey, Rude, you hit the nail on the head. How the fuck did those dudes let this grown-ass man do that to them young little boys back then and didn't say shit? You know what I'm saying? Or didn't try to stop him. You know what I'm saying? What was so funny about hip-hop? It was accepted. That shit was never accepted, like talking about it. That's why everything he did behind closed doors. And the people he was rolling with, the crew he was rolling with, they knew it. They just didn't say shit.
That was
disappointing, you guys. And we got to get into this music, so we'll have time to get everything in. So I do have two tracks over here, Phenom. I have Get Down or Nah. Then I have They Don't Finish. Which one would you like to get in first?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't hear you.
I have two of your songs over here, and I just wanted to know which one would you like to do first. They Don't Finish. Or Get Down or Nah.
I don't believe that's my content. We might have a little problem here. That's not mine. I'm not familiar with those titles.
Okay, well maybe the titles are wrong, but this is what I had forwarded to me. But I do have a track over here that I know belongs to you that we had on our earlier show that DJ Sergeant Rock submitted.
Okay, let's go with whatever one we got. I mean, maybe we can explain on the backside. Let's do it that way.
Right. Okay, so tell us a little bit about right now how we can find and follow you in the new projects that you have coming up. Tell people how they can get, you know, find that information via social media while I locate your track here.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Saint Reggie. You know, that's my actual name, Reggie. No punctuation, Stregie, St. Reggie, on Instagram and Twitter. We're about to launch a website, www.phenom.net, within the next week. And we're shipping demos out and singles out from a work called Regeneration I'm about to release here shortly. We got a production of 4 videos going on, and should be a big summer. You can probably get all that at phenom.net.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You got to make sure you do that and make sure you go over there and check it out and see what's happening with Phenom. We're going to get into some of this Phenom music right now, and we'll be back to your grown folks' business. Don't go nowhere.
Jalil Beast, Phenom. Yeah. That's what the Mac Trey say. Yeah. That's what you be like. Be like, yeah. Make everybody up in every say. All the way from Philly to NOLA. We're gonna take this one across the world. Yeah. Make everybody up in this bitch. Make everybody up in this bitch. I make them say. Make everybody up in this bitch. I make them say. Make everybody up in this bitch. I make them say. Now I'm bouncing off the walls in his bitch. Clap, 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 applause in his bitch.
Clap, applause in his bitch.
Full clip, quick draw when I spit. Big red max, boss through trick. Nobody match my intensity or my energy. Enemy, feeling finicky, guess what's finna be? Finna make you sweat, that's right, my synergy. Sending me off in the zone, feel like it's enemy. Let's get it, that's what it's about, let's get it in. Pump it up, got the juice, plenty adrenaline. Plenty ladies and friends, fellas and gentlemen. Shouts out all my queens, ladies and many men. Hey, would it cool with the brass and get up in your safe? Town boy, straight out the sip, bitch, cold as gin and cold. Started from nothing, got some, now I want plenty more. It's all gravy, baby, just roll, whoa. Make everybody up in this bitch, hey. Make everybody up in this bitch, hey. I make them say. Make everybody up in this bitch say. I make them say. Make everybody up in this bitch say. I make them say. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. Let the beast have a minute, my nigga, hold on. Yeah, I get my stroll on. Flirtily dropping heat, I got black and gold on. Walk like a king, ladies kiss on a pinky ring. Talk like a king, stop me never. Bling, bling, always shining like a diamond. Get too close, I'ma blind him. Reclining macadocious, get all up in the line. Just fucking with you. Maybe one of my dudes will get you. Twitter, Facebook, or IG, let's take a picture. Your nigga, biggest the biggest dipper. Big fine wine, fucking fine, can't help a digger. Just talking shit, trying to see where my niggas at. If you ain't chasing games, son, you lame, Joe, that's a fact, but just enjoy the show. Roll the way we roll. That's why I told you so. Cause this is the way it goes. Roll. Make everybody up in this bitch. Make everybody up in this bitch. I make them say. Make everybody up in this bitch. I make them say. Make everybody up in this bitch. I make them say. Nobody move, nobody get pop. Big Harold up in this bitch, kick rock. Old Testament, now my back, bitch, stop. Y'all suck, I'm a shit starter. Pump a party like TNT, made it stop. Paul, line dance, Jubilee. Soldier walk, good ass net, what up, John O'Bee? To make them pop that, looking look daddy, yes, I'm a G. It's a P, GGC. Golden Gulf Coast representer, yes, I'm he. 10 feet tall, drink each ball. Bounce to the outside, boogie and down a free call. Who's on this fire? On fire, no liar. I like my beat low. Top hat, all that. I get in deep, ho. Knee flow. All up goes to the fan. And I get to hopping across the stage in the chains. And I do my dance. And make everybody up in this bitch.
Make everybody up in this machine. I make them say. Make everybody up in this machine. I make them say. Make everybody up in this machine. I make them say.
Time, and I just want to say I did appreciate your music. We did play that last season on our show, but we didn't get a chance to put the, you know, the face and everything with the artist. So we really appreciate you for coming over here today so we could do and we will continue and anything new that you're coming out with, anything you want us to help you push, just let us know and we'll do that for you.
Oh, yes, man. I'm honored. Again, I'd like to say that, man. Shout out to everybody out there. You know, keep your heads up, man. Be blessed, man. Bless and be blessed.
Appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget to hit me off with them joints, man, because I need that work, because, you know, we got to collab, you know, sometime right around the corner, feed. Don't play no games.
Yeah,
now, you know, we
got
to.
I got some. I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you a little later. And probably, I'm gonna say Monday, bro. We are marching tomorrow. We out here, like I say, Super Sunday. Indian, shout out Big Red, Spot Boy,
We about to turn up. We gonna shoot some video footage for that Yaz song out here tomorrow. And I'm gonna get with you every Monday or so, bro. So we can get set up some work, man. Let's do that.
All right, bet that up.
All right, man. Nice to meet you, Miss B. Nice to meet the God and rule all y'all, man. Good to meet y'all.
Absolutely.
Pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? It's nice having you over here, man. You know, all professional. Game on point,
right,
man. We like that over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely. All right, man. One love, man. One love. God bless y'all.
God bless. All right,
man. Love you, my brother. Be safe out there.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, you guys, I did want to let you guys know that Get Down or Nah belongs to the Patient Lioness. You know, she's been over here on the show before, and salute and shout out to her.
Wow. For, that was a dope track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, she's from Seattle. She may be interested in putting some music on your mixtape, too.
Yeah?
Rock, I'm gonna have to give you her information because you know she be down.
All right,
she be down for the
okay.
work. Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely with it.
Yeah, she be down for the work. Okay, Rock. So I want you to start us out and tell everybody how to find, follow, and get a hold to you.
All right, man. You already know it's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live 7,000 feet via satellite from up under the ground. You're under dig, and you can catch me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? At Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock. You gotta connect all the letters. Ain't no dots and none of that. You know what I'm saying? DJ SGTROCK space last name HALE. That's hail, not hell, goddammit, but I will give you hell, but it's hail, you understand me? And if you got any music, acapellas, drops, you know what I'm saying, or you just want to email me and holler at me, you know what I'm saying, you can hit me up at my email, all lowercase, connect everything, DJ SGT Rock, the number 48 at gmail.com. And you can catch me every Saturday right here with the Queen Tweety B and the God Hey Rule right here on Grown Folks Business. And you can catch me every Tuesday night and Thursday night broadcasting live on Grind Hard Radio, nominated for the Diamond Awards, number one internet radio station of the year. So I'm going to need everybody to go vote, you understand me? Because we ain't playing right here at GHR. And don't y'all forget, tomorrow, yes, tomorrow evening, it is the grand finale show of the Radio Divas. You understand me with your girl, Miss Mika, the Love Dr. Erica, and my girl, Tweety Quita V. Not Tweety, Quita V, you understand
okay.
me, is going down Radio Divas, you know what I'm saying? And keep it locked right here to Grind Hard Radio because we got more and more surprises coming for 2017. This is our year, and we going to work. We some workaholics right now, you understand me? And I love y'all, Workshop for Life, and I'm out. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's happening. All right. Hey, Rue, give us something.
Man, you can catch me, man, on Twitter at H-E-R U.
No way.
H-U-T-I-R-E-B-O-R-N, man. Or you can catch me on the block, man, in something foreign. You know, not a car, but a female. Catch me on the block. You know, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese. You know.
You know what? I'm done.
Black knees. man, look here, man. You know, I love y'all, man. Today was a good show. Y'all made me laugh, man. Made me smile, man. You dig what I'm saying? We had to get the boy D Ham back over here, man. Give us
D Ham is
bars,
on the
man.
Line. D Ham is still
D-ham
here.
You gotta give us at least two bars, man. You gotta give at least two bars. So the motherfucker gets something simple, man. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Just something simple, man.
Roll,
you
high now?
Yeah, I'm stoned. I'm stoned. I don't never do no rap no more, man. But if you give us a couple of bars, I'll give us a couple of bars, man. Just to be fat, man. You know.
Roll your boat. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done with it.
I ain't never been a rap nigga. I'm going to run up on you and clap, clap, take scrap, nigga. Never take it back, nigga. Never tell the truth. I only speak the facts, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So give us shit, man. Give us a couple of bars.
Damn!
Damn! You know what
I'm saying?
I'm going to go ahead and give us something, man.
You know what? I'm done with y'all. Like, I don't have anything else for y'all. I'm
going to
start
coming on this motherfucker and saying some ridiculous shit till they have give us some bars, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just come on here and say the silliest shit come to my head, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. You can't start. Everybody got bars, man. It might get passed, and all of a sudden you start shutting your ass like.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Alright then, I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Packing up shit, you know what I'm saying? Putting shit on a plate with some aluminum foil, throwing it out of here.
We out of here.